This is the Forum for Nonprofits, brought to you by Beasley Broadcast Group. Every week, we focus on a different worthy organization and discuss how you can lend support with your philanthropic dollars. Now, the hosts of the Forum for Nonprofits, veteran fundraising and management consultant Ezra Krieg, along with public relations and marketing strategist Ellen Schulman.
Welcome to this week's edition of Forum for Nonprofit, and boy, do we have a treat for you this week. For you football fans, we have the world-famous Eric Rett here with us today to talk about his foundation and a very exciting project that he has to give away a beautiful, beautiful home. But first, for those of you in the football world, you'll remember Eric at the University of Florida, where he was an All-American honors in football and wrestling. He played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Baltimore Ravens, and he retired from the Cleveland Browns. And we are just thrilled and honored to have you here with us today, Eric. Welcome.
Thank you, Ellen. Glad to be here.
Now, you're a very successful football player. Great career. Why did you form a foundation, and what does it do?
Well, when I first went into the NFL, you know, my ultimate goal was to try to give back to families that had actually went through the same kind of circumstances that I grew up with. You know, I actually had a mother that slept on the couch for 19 years, and my only goal in life was to one day build her a dream home in a nice neighborhood that she can come home to. And, you know, that became my main focus. That became my reason, my why, you know, and my ambitions to make them all come true.
Is that why you became? I failed to mention that you are also a very successful home builder, and is that what motivated you to go into home building?
That's exactly what motivated me, because I believe that, you know, every family, when you come from a nice home, you know, you have a nice house to come to, a nice living conditions. I believe that it seems as though a child goes so much farther in life when he has a nice setting to come home to, a warm bed, a nice cooked meal, and that it creates a nicer atmosphere.
So tell us about this home that you built to auction off, raise money for your foundation, help underprivileged kids. Well, how do people get a chance to win that?
Well, first of all, the way you get a chance to go about winning is that you go to the website and you can actually get a ticket there. The website is www.10$homeraffle.com. That's the www.10$houseraffle.com. You know, I started building this house, I'd say about a year and a half ago, and we didn't just want to build any house. We wanted to literally build a custom dream house, and every single thing in this house is custom made, and I wanted to do something different in the inner city. It's something that the inner city has, you know, really ever seen before. So, and for those that, you know, it's a lot of people that you say, well, I already have a nice house. So what we do every year, we give away a house, our two brand new Cadillac Escalades, are $125,000 cash. So the winner will have his choice of a beautiful home, two brand new Cadillac Escalades, are $125,000 cash.
Wow! And how much are the tickets?
$10.
Wow.
Just $10.
Okay, you're crazy not to buy one of those.
The price of two sandwiches, you could actually get an opportunity to win a house and help out a lot of underprivileged kids and families along the way.
Okay, we're going to talk more about the house later, but before we get to that, tell us about your foundation. What kind of programs do you do for kids? I mean, on your website, it listed everything from after-school mentoring to scholarships to football camps. Tell us about what your foundation does.
Well, first of all, we do a lot. This focus right here this year is a lot more about mentoring, because right now we don't really have so many fathers in the household, and mothers are working real hard out there to try to support their family. So along the way, a lot of these kids are starting to get lost. You know, and it really doesn't matter, you know, how much money you have. Right now, we're seeing a time in our lives that we've never seen before. A lot of families they can't afford to send their kids any money up in school, you know, because they're actually back at home trying to keep the lights on, or just trying to keep a place. The foreclosure's at its highest rate. So this is just a wonderful opportunity for us to raise funds to help support some of these kids that are away from school. And with our mentor program, what we do, we also actually help these youth, you know, choose the right careers, try to lead them on the right path. Some of the things we're doing, we're taking them on a trip to see various colleges. We go and see Florida. We take them to FAMU. We take them to Florida State as well as Tulane University. So just a variety of things. And along the way, what we also do is we take them to some of the places like the prisons. You know, places where we can, they have the opportunity to see, well, this is right, this is the right way, and this is the wrong way.
And there's the consequence. Yeah, there's the consequence.
So yeah. We'll visit Rayford. We'll visit Florida State Prison. You know, some of the places where, you know, hey, now you decide. You could have a great college career, meet some friends that'll be your lifelong friends, or you could choose this route over here where you're incarcerated the rest of your life and you'll be making Florida tags. So hopefully, you know, they'll make the right decision.
I bet that makes an incredible impact on them.
Oh, man. It's such, you know, it impacted me, you know, growing up when I was getting mentored while I was in college. I had the opportunity to see both sides. And, you know, I know if it made a difference in my life, you know, I know it'll make a difference in these kids' lives.
Well, good for you for paying it forward. And where do you find these kids? And are they just in Broward County or all over South Florida?
Well, actually, some of these kids are all over South Florida. And, you know, finding you, I think that, you know, the easiest thing about it, they actually, you know, they find you. You know, it's so easy to be a mentor. Actually, anybody can be a mentor. All it takes is 1 hour a week of your time. And what we do with our mentorship program, it's my goal to show a child everything that I know. I got 1 hour a week to show them everything I know, passing it forward. Don't hold back anything because it's. I wish that I had opportunities to start learning what I know right now at the age of 14 or 15, whether it's about business. We give kids a chance to intern, you know, for free, where they can actually learn about business, whether they want to learn about the radio stations, come up there and intern, learn about, you know, business, the newspaper, or journalism, whatever it is that they have aspirations of being, we want to put them in that area right there.
So if a company owner, business owner is listening right now, or somebody who wants to be a mentor, mm-hmm. what do they do? How do they contact you?
Well, they contact the Eric Rett Foundation, and they send us an email, you know, requesting exactly, you know, what kind of kid that they're seeking, a kid that's maybe into mathematics, or kids that's into computers, or kids that's into science. And you know, it's a wonderful feeling knowing that you helped out a child go on to be greatness, and you never know what that child's going to be that you took up under your wing.
So Eric, you have an unusual spelling of your name. So tell us the website again and the phone number of where they call for your foundation if they want to be a mentor or get involved in any internship program.
All right. First of all, I'll tell you about the spelling of my name. It's so different. It's Eric spelled E-R-R-I-C-T. It's a T on the end. And people always wonder, how did you come about with that name? Actually, I probably have one of the nicest mothers on earth. I mean, they came back with the name spelled wrong on the birth certificate. And my mother was like, you know what? I like that name. Let's just keep it. Don't bother, nurse. You don't have to waste your time. We're going to keep this name right here. And this is how you know that you're doing something to help somebody. Mm-hmm. I go on Facebook the other day and I look up the name Eric, spelled like mine. I probably see over 2 dozen people named spelt the way I did. It is
it was a mistake on your birth.
But things that I've did at the University of Florida, trying to be a good person and a good mentor for everyone. So it kind of rubs off. And it's good when someone wants to spell their name like you. You must be doing something positive in the neighborhood.
You have a lot of namesakes out there.
Oh, man, it's great.
Really
but once again, the website is www.$10homeraffle.com. That's www.$10homeraffle.com.
So tell us about this house. I want to get and you're on the radio, so you have to be really creative.
Yes, yes, yes.
Walk us through this house and well, get everybody excited. If everybody can afford 10 raffle tickets a person,
yes.
That's what you need, because the money is going to a good cause, even if you don't win the house.
Well, first of all, when you first come in, before you even enter the house, you see these beautiful palm trees, imported palm trees, is Sylvester palms, and you know they're beautiful. Wood shaped garage. You get pavers. A lot of the pavers and all the concrete was donated by Home Depot, a company that supplies Home Depot called Old Castle. They came and supported us well. Imported marble floors, 24 inch marble floors going around the entire thing. The imported from Italy, the backsplash in the kitchen, all the granite, custom wood cabinets, the nicest tray ceilings that you'll ever see in your life is in this house. I mean, some of the designers that build $10 and $15 million home, they put the design work in this house, right? They donated their time to come and give back, to give something different. You know, 12-foot ceilings in the house would follow by the nicest tray ceilings you'll see in almost any house.
Sounds like our own local extreme makeover show.
Steam room, hot tub. It's something so creative, and it's right there in the inner city, so a lot of people can pass by and they can say, wow, I can possibly have a house like that. Wouldn't that be nice to own a home like that? Along the way, I helped a lot of kids go off to college and realize their dream.
How many bedrooms does it have?
It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home.
Wow. That's great.
It's a nice house.
And when, tell us when the drawing is and how much time people have to do
it. Well, the drawing's going to be Thanksgiving weekend. And it's, you know, and Thanksgiving weekend is such a fun weekend. You have Black Friday. Everybody's at the mall shopping. And then all of a sudden, we give away this beautiful home. Followed by a lot of turkeys. We're going to give away a lot of bikes that weekend. That's just going to be a fantastic weekend. Just enjoy. Because it's the holidays. And it's nothing like giving during the holidays.
Now, you've done these houses before.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes.
So tell us your experience and where you've done them in other parts of the country and how they've raised money for underprivileged kids.
Well, you know, we'll select a place to do houses, you know, every year. We did them in Maryland. We did them in San Diego. So what we're going to do this year right here, next year we're going to do one in New York. But what's so simple, what's so different about other places is that places like New York, it's the same intensity, but it's a little higher, meaning that these things sell out in one day.
Right, because there's so few homes.
Yeah, I mean, there's so few homes. You know, we're looking at some of the, you know, the nice in Manhattan properties, and you know, these properties, the raffle almost go in a weekend. But this right here, I like doing South Florida because we have a lot of time, and people really take their time, and people wait till the last minute. They want their ticket to be on top or whatever. So
can you give out the address so people could drive by?
Absolutely. The address is 3041 Northwest 10th Court.
Okay, and what city?
And that's Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay.
33311.
Okay, and so it's not a gated community or anything.
Absolutely,
you can drive through the neighborhood.
You can drive
neighbors
by.
Are nice.
Neighbors are nice. You're welcome to look in the windows. You can see everything.
Great.
You can see all the custom detail. We leave the lights on, and you call, and maybe we'll someone to meet you over to open the door for you, let you have a walkthrough. We're always over there for you to visit. A lot of people, just the traffic doesn't stop. People always want to come through and see this home.
So I know in the next segment we're going to hear from one of your mentees, one of your proteges who has grown up to be extremely successful.
Yes.
Before we hear from him, though, tell us a little bit about your experiences with working for Kins. Tell us some of the wins that you've seen just by reaching out your hand and giving it somebody a lift up.
Well, you know, it's so many along the way. I almost cannot just point to one. But I tell you this right here, I've had, you know, kids that come from some very, very humbling beginnings and, you know, took them under my wing, and guys who went on to go to, you know, get their GED and then go to a junior college and then go to a major college like the University of Florida and then go on to get their master's degree from Stanford, and now they're in political science, they're in the, you know, the political, just to watch that journey. It's not just the destination, but it's the journey where they came from. And now to come for them guys to come back and give a testimony like, hey, I came in the hard way. You know, I had to get my GED. I couldn't even get a diploma. That's what's so fantastic. In the end, to give a great testimony.
Well, we're going to hear a real testimony when we come back, so don't go away. You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and we've been hearing from football great Eric Rett. Don't forget to go to his website at www.$10houseraffle.com. Buy raffle tickets to win his beautiful, beautiful house or two Cadillacs or cash. You can't lose. Or the phone number is 954-696-0002, and we'll be right back.
There's always a moment, the moment you decide to get involved, to get engaged.
This is my
American story.
When you teach someone to read, they have a sense of self-fulfillment.
Seeing family, friends fall victim to gang violence, drugs, it definitely made me want to serve. there was a hole in the ground, and by the time we left, there was a house.
I realized that these kids were not getting a meal.
It is so easy to give back.
I don't have a lot of money to help people, but I do have something. I have time.
You can give any skill you have.
I see a great need in my community.
Just imagine how strong a society we could be.
This is Barack Obama. Every one of us has a role to play in making our communities and our country stronger. Discover yours. Help us continue to make a difference in the life of our nation. Go to serve.gov and find the opportunity that works for you. And this message is brought to you by the Corporation for National and Community Service.
You are listening to The Forum for Nonprofits. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can hear the entire show online at your convenience, 24/7, from anywhere in the world. It's easy. Simply go online to forumfornonprofits.com. You can even download the show and send it to others. Online anytime. The Forum for Nonprofits. Go online to forumfornonprofits.com. That's forumfornonprofits.com.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We've been speaking with Eric Rett, who most of you know is a football great, but he has given his life and his time to the Eric Rett Foundation and has made a difference in a lot of young people's lives. And we're very lucky to have with us Jer Smith, who is one of his star pupils. And Jer's going to tell us a little bit about his experience and how you first came in contact with Eric. Tell us about that.
Well, to get started, I met him at a Denny's, actually. I met him in a Denny's in South Florida. I was down from school, and we're just having a normal conversation, and we just ran into each other. And from there, it's like more so he doesn't really like mentor you as like a father figure. He's more so like a brother figure. So it makes you feel more comfortable instead of somebody telling you what to do. It's like he's helping you from your standpoint. He understands that you're younger in age and you have more access. So he tells you the sky is the limit, basically.
So, Jer, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you were at that point in your life.
Well, I was a freshman in college, and now I graduated from the University of Florida. I have my own company called No Complex LLC. It's an event planning company.
Right.
Hosting.
I understand you're a great DJ.
Yes,
right?
A great DJ. But more so in all it's just...
Well, tell us the most important thing Eric told you. What like really opened your eyes?
I mean, it's more so the motivation. You never catch this guy angry. So like he keeps you going. Like I advise anybody, like mentorship. I've been through a couple of them, but that stuck with him for about 6 years. So
did your experience with him change any decisions about your life?
Oh, yeah. Because when I first started doing the event planning, he basically showed me the ropes and he helped me. And when I was in college and had a little trouble, he'll help me push me through it. So he's basically the reason why I finished school. So
that's great. Well, did you had thought about not finishing? You had
no, like, I mean, I had little troubles during school, but instead of not having the help, I could just call Eric and he'll keep me going.
So Eric, we have him here as well. Jump in here and tell us, how many kids like Jer do you help, and how do you do it?
Well, I believe that it's something that comes from experience. You know, knowing that I've also walked in his shoes before growing up. And it's one of those things where young guys like Jerry is simple. It's really just staying focused. It ain't something that I got to go do where I got to go pay, give him money, go give him a thing. It's more of just the communication. Let you know, hey, I've been there. This is the direction that you have to take. These are the people who you need to contact. And it's great to have friends in so many places, and you know, to make sure. And I saw something special in this guy from the beginning, you know. And I like I tell you, the people that want to get mentored, they approach you, and you can tell I can almost see his future, and I see something so fantastic in this guy. But he was really hungry, and he's an ambitious person, and I always like guys like that, and it's just something about the energy that he lets off.
Do you find that your football career has allowed you to be a motivator as well, because you've had coaches and people motivating you? Does that...
Well, it definitely pays off. But I tell you, along the way, the journey and experience of things that I've seen along the way from playing professional football, I realized that playing professional football is one play away. And what it's taught me is that, you know, hey, you have to be this game here. You have to be a perfectionist. And so what I try to tell these guys right here is that, you know, there's no room for error. When I play a game on Sunday, there's no mistakes that could be allowed. I try to be, you know, I walk my life trying to be, you know, a perfectionist. And that takes a lot of repetition. And I believe that a lot of the youth that we mentor right now, they're constantly working on strategy to get better and better and better and better in life. And not just in the classroom, but also in life.
Well, and I think your perfectionism carries over to your home building as well. As a very successful home builder, Eric has built a beautiful home in Fort Lauderdale. And if you want to buy a raffle ticket and a chance to win, they're only $10. Go to www.10, that's the number 10, dollarhouseraffle.com. But you better hurry because the tickets are going fast and you want to buy a lot of them, because if you don't want the house, you have a chance of two Cadillac Escalades. And then what was the cash value?
The cash value is $125,000.
I don't think there's anybody out there that couldn't use an extra $120,000.
Yes, yes.
So you're crazy if you don't buy many raffle tickets. So the beneficiaries of the home sales are going to be your foundation and helping more kids like JR.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the other programs that you do.
Well, yes, this year we're going to do something very creative, because I don't believe in the motto just like, you know, helping a person. I want someone to really earn it. So this year what we're going to do for Christmas, you know, we have a lot of families every year that, you know, they need help during Christmas time with kids. Kids not getting no toys, you know, kids, they're really not getting any gifts. Besides the ones, the people that are standing outside these large companies and they're throwing gifts at, a lot of the kids that are 13, 14, they don't really, a lot of these kids don't really get that much for Christmas. So what we do along the way before Christmas gets here, we get together with quite a few families, and these kids come over here and they actually work at your house. Either they clean your car, they'll cut your yard. And you know what? In turn, that money goes into account, and come Christmas time, they have them something really, really nice to get for Christmas. This is something that they bought and they earned for Christmas.
So I need my house painted or my car cleaned or whatever. I can call your foundation and
absolutely,
you will send somebody out to
we
do that for me?
We send young kids over there, you know, who are in need during Christmas time, who probably will not even get any kind of, you know, toys or nothing for Christmas. So this is an opportunity, you know, for them to go back and actually earn their Christmas present.
They're learning some work ethic. They're earning their own money. Do you keep the money for them, or do they?
No, we keep the money. We keep the money in an account, and come Christmas present, both of the person that gave the monies away to help the actual students, they would actually be there. We have the news camera out there, and it's just a wonderful feeling to see, hey, this is what I helped out this young kid right here. This is the gift that he got.
It's so, really about the community coming together
that's
to help
what it's
the
all.
Kids
but not
help
just,
themselves.
Yeah, that's right. Not just my community, but this is something that would be done all over South Florida and looked upon. Hey, now it's no more, because nobody, I don't want those kids. Life is not about handouts. People are not just going to hand you out something. Nothing in life is really for free. But right. you have the opportunity to earn it. And right now, we have so many youth that really want to earn. They want to earn. They want to get out there and work, but there's no opportunity out there. So you know what? People that are well off, you have the opportunity to have a young person come around you, not only mentor them, but you also can let them earn. And come Christmas time, during the holidays, they get a nice gift.
So tell us some people out there that want to hire some of these young people. What do they do? Who do they call?
Well,
Where do they go?
Once again, you contact the Eric Rett Foundation. You can go on there and email us on the Eric Rett Foundation. That's www.ericrettfoundation.com. And you know, the Eric is spelled different. It's spelled E-R-R-I-C-T, Rett, R-H-E-T-T, ericrettfoundation.com.
Okay, that's great. Okay, before we run out of time, I want to hear from JR one more time. Okay, you've been helped by Eric Rett.
Yep.
What are your plans to help other kids, or what are you going to do to pay forward?
Well, since I'm the oldest one, now, basically, when I meet younger kids that he brings in, I just help them out from a younger standpoint, too, so they can hear that. But as far as moving forward, I just want to keep everybody positive, nothing, no negativity, because negativity doesn't lead you anywhere. So anybody that I can help, In my will, I'm going all the way out.
Okay, I'm going to let you do a little commercial too for your company. anybody who has a party or a family event coming up and you want the best DJ in town?
Yes, the best DJ.
How do they
DJ.
Get in touch with you?
Well, you can contact me at 954-895-7300. That's Jer Smith. I do bar mitzvahs, I do sweet 16s, nightclubs, everything. I do it all.
I bet that positive attitude of yours comes through loud and clear when you're doing those parties. And
yes, ma'am.
A positive influence on a lot of young people. Do you have siblings?
Yes, I have two brothers and a sister.
And so what are they younger?
No, I'm the youngest, actually.
You're the youngest. Mm-hmm. I bet they're very proud of you, mm-hmm. right? So, Eric, let's put one more pitch in there for the house. Anybody wants a beautiful dream home, you have a chance to buy some raffle tickets. Give us the website and the phone number
again. The raffle site is www.$10homeraffle.com. Are you welcome to call Eric code 954-696-0002 for the opportunity to help out a lot of underprivileged kids, as well as, you know, win a beautiful custom-built dream house, two Cadillac Escalades, or $125,000 cash.
Well, thank you, Jer and Eric, for spending your time with us on the Forum for Nonprofits. And we've been listening to representatives from the Eric Rett Foundation. So remember, go to $10houseraffle.com or call 954-696-0002 and win the chance for a beautiful home. And thank you for everything that you're doing in the community. And until next time, this is Ellen Schulman. And for Ezra Krieg, the Forum for Nonprofits, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Every week, we focus on a different worthy organization. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, Senior Consultant with Friesenberg LLC, and Ellen Schulman, President of Ellen Schulman Public Relations. Technical production provided by Beasley Broadcast Group. Thank you again for listening, and join us again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. Join us online at forumfornonprofits.com.